It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Up in the studio, we have Josie Moon. Josie Moon released a new EP last Friday, which is very great, and you should all go listen to it. And we're going to share a song from it after she shares some of the tracks that have been influential on it. How are you doing today, Josie?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You've been telling me that you've been all over the place doing a lot of promo for this release, which is good, good. I guess it's, I mean, it can be a bit daunting sometimes because this is your first EP, right?
It's my first commercial one, so it's a pretty big deal.
So you've been all over the place.
Everywhere.
Where were you this morning?
We were at TV filming for the cafe.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so you've chosen a few tracks to share with us. Are these ones influential on the EP, or are they more just like favourites over the last couple of years? Or?
They're favourites and influences. I tried to choose one. So I wrote this EP in summer last year, and just some of these were some of the songs that I just kept replaying while I was writing. Yeah.
Awesome. This first one, because you chose Daniel Caesar first. Yeah. Did you see him when he was over in New Zealand? How was it?
Amazing.
I've heard amazing things.
I felt kind of out of place, though, because it was a very much couples concert, and I went with my best friend and not, like, a romantic interest whatsoever. So, like, it was, we were all just like, wow.
Yeah, but I'm sure the performance was was amazing.
Amazing.
Gorgeous. I'm sure he'll be back soon.
Please.
That should be great. Why did you pick out this track?
Basically, like, this whole album was something that I just listened to, like, on repeat over and over again on the way to work every day. I was working at this hotel, and I would just listen to this album every day on the way to work, and it kind of just, like, sunk into me and made me want to write about romantic relationships and stuff.
Is this a standout track on the album for you?
It's not even on the album, which kind of sucks, but I just really love this song, like, a whole lot. It's one of my favorites.
It is a great one.
Yeah,
it's one of the ones, because I'm not a huge listener of Daniel Caesar, but this is one of the ones that I know from other people sharing it with me and stuff like that, so it's very nice.
Beautiful.
We'll give it a listen.
Thank you.
What was it called again?
Japanese Denim.
I don't stand in line, I don't pay for clothes for that, but I wait for you. I don't like to drink, I don't like to think for that, but I ponder you. I'm bending it over, you're my four-leaf clover. I'm so in love, so in love. There's no one above, up above. Forever's a long time, yes. My blue jeans will last me all. Met you at the shop, sun was getting hot, I'm lonely, I'm in the city on my own. Never would have thought you'd be the one, I got a homie. But that's the way it goes. I'm reaching Nirvana. Goodbye, sweet Rwanda. Well,
very lovely.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's nice that he played that as well when he came in.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. All right, track number two. What's this one? Where did you pick this out from?
Uhyo Pizza. She's a South Korean artist, actually. And I just love, like, the production on her songs and the chord progressions she chooses. And, like, the lyrics are just kind of witty and nice and
catchy. It's like, yeah, it's happy-go-lucky music.
Yeah, it is. I just felt like it fit really well in there.
Which is nice. Yeah, it's good. You've made a nice transition from Daniel Caesar into this because, like, that was quite, like, beautiful. And then this is kind of, like, dancey. And so it's good. I'm looking forward to listening to the third one as well.
Awesome.
Summer's been born without you. Empty talk and entertainment. Been yawning every minute or so. Waiting for the phone to ring. What's gotten into me? Can anybody see? Oh, love's a crazy game. I don't know how to play to make you wanna stay. I'm too scared to say that I won't.
Perfect outro. It's always really nice.
Yeah.
What's this last one that you've picked out?
This last one is Tunnel Vision by Reina Sawayama, and she's a British Japanese artist that I've been listening to a lot since she put out her latest EP. And I really like her because she, like, talks about, like, political and sort of social issues in her music, but it's very blatantly pop, like, but it's 90s inspired, like early 2000s.
Oh yeah.
So it's kind of fresh, like. It's just really cool.
This track has Shamir featuring on it, and I actually played a Shamir track earlier in the show,
perfect.
Which is cool. It's like a nice kind of like transition there as well. Shamir released an album this year that is great.
I need to check it out.
Been loving it a lot. So if you like this, I reckon go check that out as well. So you got a new EP out last Friday. How's it been going doing all this promo for it? Has it been well received? You're happy that it's finally out?
I'm happy it's out. It's been pretty hectic, but it's nice just like sort of getting it out there and having people listen and sort of give me feedback on it. Just it's a big thing, like deciding that this is going to be the body of work that people start to recognize.
People are completely judging you on this amount from here on out.
Yeah.
Have you been playing live? How's it been going?
I've been trying to play as much as possible, and I opened for Tash Sultana like a little bit ago down in Wellington, which was really awesome. And then I played at Others Way on Friday, which was really cool. My first Auckland show.
Yeah, great. So you've got, and have you got any coming up, or are you more just going to try and do the promo for this and then get into the live stuff a wee while down the road?
I have some that I've like got coming up, but they're still secrets at the moment.
To be announced.
Yeah, to be announced.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more about you and listening to what you have in the works. Are you working on anything more in the future?
I'm already writing the next EP.
Yeah, I feel like that happens quite a bit, is people spend so much time on the first one and then they do the release of it and then they're like, oh, I just want to release the next one.
Yeah, that's how it is for me.
All right. Well, we'll play this last track. Thanks very much for coming up. It's been great having you. And I'm sure we'll hear from you more.
Thank you.
Let me go. probably shouldn't come in. You gave me the least. Yeah, I should have seen it coming. Pushing up on me, huh? 'Cause I'm out here can't last the week. Not growing up so easily. When you tell me I can change, 'cause you always live so peacefully. You've been out of touch, but you know I've been running this thing. And it really gets me. I don't deserve a lot, but it's more than nothing. Hey, don't make me hate me, babe. All you ever said was like, baby, you just ain't the type. Never kiss up as you withdrew. Underrated all the shit I do. I can make you.
Was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.